Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the NPR Wine Club, which has generated over $1.75 million to support NPR programming. Learn more at nprwineclub.org. Available to adults 21 or older.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies today and cooler temperatures, with highs only in the lower 70s. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
In U.S. and a past executive vice president of CBS News. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, David.
You're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, three judges in three states, three scandals. Raising the issue, how does the judicial branch police its own bad behavior? We'll have that report coming up from Carrie Johnson as Weekend Edition Sunday continues on Kansas Public Radio. After a stormy evening last night, we've got nothing but calm and mostly sunny skies. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today. Cooler temperatures in store with highs only in the lower 70s. Light winds from the north, about 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight, lows in the mid-50s. And then for tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. It's 59 degrees in Atchison, 64 in Chanute, 60 degrees in Emporia, 58 in Manhattan, 60 degrees in Topeka. Here at Broadcasting Hall at the University of Kansas, it's 61 degrees. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from University.
The front line of the fight to define American history here on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Then stay with us later today for 105 Live. Did you miss our 105 Live kickoff concert at the Dole Institute of Politics? No, you didn't. This week on 105 Live, we'll hear Emporia's Alexa Dawson showcasing music of Kansas. It's 105 Live with Nick Carswell at noon on KPR1. And if you're joining us this morning on KPR2, it's BBC World Service at noon.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Beautiful day in store, mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 70s. It's 61 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR, just a little over a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. That's all ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 8 o'clock.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105.
And has also fired drones across the border. Video posted on social media showed smoke rising from an apartment building on a residential street in Beirut's southern suburbs, where Hezbollah has offices. Jane Araf, NPR News, Beirut.
The British Defense Ministry says its armed forces have intercepted and seized control of a Russian Shadow Fleet oil tanker attempting to pass through the English Channel. It's the first UK-led operation of its kind. The BBC's Vincent McAveeny has more on how Russia is using these tankers in its war against Ukraine.
We know that Russia is really struggling in the war in Ukraine. The advances the Ukrainians have made, particularly in drone technology, have seen them really struggle on the battlefield. They have now lost territory in recent weeks. So they're very much dependent on this to fund them because they've also got a manpower issue. Some estimates up to 500,000 Russians have been killed over these 4 years of war. They're struggling to get people in. There's talk about more conscription perhaps coming back. And so Russia really needs the money from this oil to pay the soldiers and get those munitions.
That's the BBC's Vincent McAveeny reporting. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Thousands remain without power this morning following severe thunderstorms throughout northeast Kansas and Missouri last night. Evergy is reporting more than 27,000 affected as of right now, with over 1,000 active outages. Powerful winds of up to 80 miles per hour left behind many downed power lines, toppled trees, and widespread storm damage, especially near Kansas City International Airport. Multiple tornado warnings were issued last night, especially in the KC metro area, with a confirmed tornado near Liberty, Missouri. The Storm Prediction Center reported penny to golf ball sized hail in parts of Kansas. Tornado sirens and heavy rain caused a 90-minute delay at Kauffman Stadium, where the Kansas City Royals were playing the Houston Astros. The storms also caused an early end to yesterday's FIFA Fan Fest in Kansas City, which closed at 5 p.m. A performance at Theater Lawrence was canceled due to a power outage. With locally heavy rainfall, the National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for the Chanute area, where moderate flooding is occurring on the Neosho River. Officials are investigating the death of an inmate at the El Dorado Correctional Facility. The Kansas Department of Corrections issued a statement last night that 38-year-old Joshua Matthews was found unresponsive in his cell Friday night. He was serving a 20-year sentence for assaulting three Douglas County corrections officers in 2015. We'll have a look at today's forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers.
After last night's stormy weather, we've got nothing but blue skies today, mostly sunny with highs only in the lower 70s, light winds from the north. Partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the mid-50s. And then for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little bit warmer with highs in the upper 70s. It's 63 degrees and sunny in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
KPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where students engage in hands-on learning and research, preparing graduates for real-world challenges that contribute to communities across Kansas and beyond. More information at k-state.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, the New York Knicks and their fans are celebrating today after winning their first NBA title in more than 50 years. 53 years, to be exact. But what exactly is a Knick? Sure, it's short for Knickerbocker, but what exactly is a Knickerbocker? That story coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
We have a gorgeous day in store for us. I guess it's some consolation for last night's stormy weather. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the lower 70s, light winds from the north. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s, light winds from the north. And then tomorrow looks like another gorgeous day, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. It's 70 degrees in Atchison, 62 in Emporia, 63 here in Lawrence, in Manhattan, 60 degrees. In Topeka, 72. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
And it's everything we need right now.
The story of one Ukrainian military unit and world leaders meet for the G7 summit on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be here with you for Weekend Edition Sunday on a beautiful Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org.
You can find out a lot more about the Free State Festival on today's Prairie Journal. We'll be visiting with founding director Marlo Angel. She stops by for a sneak peek at the Free State Festival, which kicks off on June 22nd. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, the news industry is going through a transformative time. Many newspapers and networks are slashing their news staffs. One of the biggest newspapers in the Midwest is struggling to survive, and their answer? They're going nonprofit. Is nonprofit news the future? That's just ahead on KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Penn Medicine, committed to innovation, available at Amazon.com. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org.
On This Old House Radio Hour, hantavirus could be hiding in your attic. The warning signs every homeowner needs to know.
If you suspect there's rodent exposure, you don't want to immediately sweep up the droppings because that can aerosolize.
Plus Annabelle Gerwich on the vintage wallpaper that saved her life. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Join us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, 1 hour from now, immediately following Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 70s. It's 64 in Topeka. This is KPR.